At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Well, the plane touched down early this week in Hobart with the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines.
Sure did, and the rollout has now officially begun here in Tassie, but it is a little bit complex. There's a bit to unpack. We thought it was best to catch up with a medical professional. Your local pharmacist can be a great person to go to if you've got any questions regarding the vaccine. So we've got Joe on the line with us now from Westside Pharmacy in Ulverston and Penguin Pharmacy. Hello, how are you going?
Great, Jess. Hi, Lee. How are you guys going this morning?
Good, Joe, mate. We're trying to dispel a couple of myths and work out when exactly people of the Northwest Coast can roll up their sleeves.
All right. Well, you've probably all seen the considerable press that's gone into this mass inoculation program. And as of yesterday, the first vaccines would have been started to be given around the state. These would largely be restricted to a smaller group of people at the moment, mainly frontline healthcare workers, border and quarantine staff, and also, really importantly, aged care facility residents, disability residents and staff associated with those people. So they fall into the first category, which we're calling Category 1A, and that'll start today and then be ongoing for the next few months.
Mm-hmm. What about people that have got questions about where they might sit in the queue or questions in general? Where's the best place to go?
All right. So actually the government's got a really good, document laid out on their COVID Safe website. And in terms of, they've laid it out very clearly in terms of the strategy and when who gets what doses. So the difficulty for every country is getting enough vaccine to do each group when we need to do it, because a program like this has never been undertaken before. So progressively, this stage that started yesterday was phase 1A, and that accounts for about 1.5 million doses over the next couple of months. Phase 1B accounts for a lot more. That's about 10 times, almost 15 million doses. And then there's phases 2A and 2B that roll out after that. And they're similarly large amounts of people being vaccinated as well.
Right. So for those that might want to know where, will we have to book into a doctor? Can we simply stop on by the pharmacy when the volumes are up and the general population will be able to walk in off the street and get it done?
Okay, that's a really good question. Again, in terms of organisation, given that something like this has never been attempted before, vaccinating 25 million people twice is going to be a challenge. So at this stage, people don't need to register for a COVID-19 vaccine. If you're part of those groups that I mentioned before, so quarantine or border workers, frontline healthcare workers, or work or live in aged care or disability, you'll be contacted by the government or by your employers, and they'll arrange for your vaccine to happen as part of that phase 1A. As we go through, so as time passes in the next couple of weeks and next month, if you look at phase 1B, that accounts for people over 70 years of age, other healthcare workers, younger adults with underlying medical conditions. These groups of people will be worked through. The importance, most people would have a My Health record, and it will be possible for the government to notify people through the MyGov app. So the message we've been hearing is if you've got a My Health record, make sure it's linked to your MyGov app.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, once we get to phase 2B, that'll be the point we understand where more broadly the vaccine will be available in the community, and that's, regular GP clinics, pharmacies, and that should happen sort of in late April, early May. We've been told that'll happen then.
That's a short timeline, really, isn't
it?
It's not far away. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think the key thing with the vaccine is they're both very safe and efficacious, so they both work really well, but they both require two doses.
Sure.
So you've got to present for an initial dose on the day zero, we'd call it, and then 12 weeks after that.
How much of the onus is on us? So once we get to that point where it is available to the broader public, how important is it for people to really take this upon themselves and understand the importance?
Look, I try and think of it in really simple terms. And the best, I had an elderly relative ask me a couple of weeks ago, should they get the vaccine and is it important? And I sort of was trying to think about a way that it resonated with me and also was understandable for them. And I guess Dr. Carl on Triple J had the best version of, I think, about how to explain it. I mean, the vaccine is very safe. It's very effective. You know, 95% or greater for the Pfizer vaccine that's been rolled out this week. I understand, you know, some people would have hesitancy that it seems to be being developed quickly, but we've never, ever waged war on a condition like this in such a short time frame. So, you know, I would think of it. People that are worried about side effects and vaccines, I think, should think about, you know, if your house is burning down, would you argue with the fire department about water damage? They're very, very safe.
Awesome. I like that way of looking at it. Because it is tricky.
I hope your house doesn't burn down, Jess.
No, of course not. But that's a good way of looking at it. Sometimes you do need that kind of analogy to know what to say in those circumstances.
So. You need to visualise it.
Yeah.
Jay, thank you for your time this morning. Is there anything else that our listeners should know about it this morning while we've got you on air?
Will it cost
anything?
No. The government's committed to funding it, so it's going to be free.
Cool.
For everyone to get both doses, so the initial dose and then the booster dose at 12 weeks. No cost for that.
All right, mate. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate. You too.